Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. I am here with one of my favorite people, the astrologer, Deborah Norton. She comes back quarterly to give us like an astrology update at every kind of major event. And today we're talking about the summer solstice and kind of what to expect this summer, according to astrology. So welcome, Deb.
Hello, my friend. I feel like I just saw you because I just did.
Yeah, I know. Deb came up for a visit. I was just saying it feels like a year ago, but it's just a couple weeks ago.
A few weeks ago.
I know.
It was the most awesome experience. I have not given myself a gift like that in years, Renee, as I told you, like just to go visit someone that I love, that I really connect to on so many levels, and also be able to enjoy and benefit from your remarkable gifts, which I got to really see where that, how you've evolved over the last few years. And the reading that you gave me was, you know, really honestly life-changing, as you know, because you were there. The stuff that broke free after that reading that night, even with my family. So people know, I went to Renee. I've had some really intense family stuff with my kids, and it's been really it's completely sort of annihilated me emotionally. And so I came to you with this heavy, heavy stuff, and, you know, we chit-chatted and went to lunch and went to Yellowstone and went to the spa, and working with you is just so easy because you're just easy to talk to and easy to just, you're just such a good listener. And so, as you know, just so the listeners hear, because it was such a profound experience for me. The day you did my actual reading, that night I was able to talk to my child that was having a lot of issues with. And we talked it all out that night. I woke up the next day and I was wrecked emotionally the next day, because it was all just finally out. And many parents will understand what it feels like when it's about maybe 2 years after your kids leave. There's this time when they start to reevaluate their life and how you raised them. And then they start to really notice like all the ways you failed. And
we can all relate to that. Yes.
It's literally like, as if the empty nest isn't enough, then you get this like really dirty kick right in the crotch. That's how it feels, because then I don't think this happens with every child, but it definitely is a pattern. And it's fair. It happened to me. We get to be in our early 20s and we start to think about our life and why we're traumatized, because we all are. And then you start to place blame, and that's okay. And us parents and you helped me understand that so well, that it's just part of them individuating from the family system. And some kids really, you know, especially extra sensitive kids like mine, that's a really hard transition. And I did the exact same thing. And so I'm just so happy that it's over. I'm just like, now we are in a more fluid open conversation over texting, and things have just, that block is just kind of gone for me. And I just want to thank you, because you didn't, it's not like you waved a magic wand. You just have this energy that is like a catalyst to get out the stuck parts, to get off the limiting beliefs that keep us stuck. And, you know, I often obviously look at your chart, and we know all that beautiful Gemini that just moves. And so anyone that stays in your presence for a period of time, that you can't help it. The energy and the emotional blocks just dislodge and move. They just do. And you provide that beautiful catalyst for that. So thank you, my friend. Life is different for me and better for me since I was with you. So
thank you so much. And also what I love about this, Deb, is that you have been reading my chart now for years.
Yeah.
So you have watched the evolution of all of this happening according to my chart.
Oh my gosh. Isn't that true?
And that's so cool.
And it ties into this year, like what's happening astrologically. So let's break it down, because that is really what this year is about, is breaking up old stuck energy and letting it go. And it's always, this is always an important thing to be doing in life, but it's hard for people. We become very attached to our problems and our limiting beliefs, and especially earth signs and fixed signs. So just to review, that's the earth signs are Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. And the fixed signs are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius.
Okay.
And those signs, if you have those heavy signatures in your chart, it's important energy. As I always say, fixed energy is important. It's what keeps the trees rooted in the ground, right? It's the ability, it's why we have the redwoods, like these magnificent, amazing beings that are so tall and heavy and wide and deeply rooted. And that is such important energy. So we need to hold on to that, but there's also all kinds of crap that starts to grow around our trunk, you know, and fungus and, you know, and even mold, you know, like it's like we have to be able to shake that mold off, stay planted and rooted in your value system and in your integrity, but stop limiting your life. Mm. And especially as we get older. Because life can just kind of start to feel smaller and smaller as we're getting older, because, and especially since the pandemic, let's face it, life feels pretty small to me.
Yeah.
And I'm a safe, I live very safe. That's another Taurus fixed sign thing, that, you know, it's fear that holds you back from like starting, like I'm in this new place and I haven't really even started my life here yet. You know, like because of the pandemic and because of me, because of the mold that's grown on me. So this year's about shaking that off. It's why I talked about hoarding so much at the beginning of the year. And we're seeing that play out now. And so I'm going to break down kind of what's feeding into that. So first off, we just passed Mercury retrograde. So I don't have to really talk about that happening in any time soon, although it is going to happen in September, but we've got plenty of time. Now we're moving in, and this whole year, as I've said, is about the nodes moving through Taurus Scorpio. Now, as a refresher, what are the nodes? The North Node and the South Node. The nodes are a mathematical position in the sky where the ecliptic, I think it's something about where the ecliptic of the sun and the moon cross, something like that. But what they mean in astrology is the South Node is all the gifts and the talents and the wisdom that you've brought from past lives into this life. And the North Node is where you're headed. And it's the new horizons and the energy that you're really not super familiar with, but you know that you need that vibration to kind of progress the evolution of your soul. So we're talking about like big soul concepts here. And that's why the nodes are so fascinating, because they're a window into the chart that speaks to other lives and, you know, sort of breaks up the mortal coil, I guess you could say, you know, and so it can be really freeing and to think on the level of the nodes, like, you know, I know what Deborah wants, but what does like my soul want out of this life?
Ooh, yeah. That's so good. Yeah.
Yeah. And we all get intrigued by that, because it's like this, as I always say a million times, it's the fast moving sidewalk at the airport. If you get into the node vibration, you're going to get where you're going faster. You just are. And it just works. The rub is that the North Node is always opposite the South Node. So it's the opposite of what you know and where you've been. So it's not necessarily intuitive. It can be helpful for some people who have other planets around their node to help, but some people have nothing. They just have their node sitting there and it's not a sign that they are familiar with. And so the whole trajectory of getting from the South Node to the North Node is, you know, is an adventure and it's a quest, really. I like to think of it on those terms, because it really is. This feeling that we all have that we're building towards something. We all have that, but we get really stuck, by life. And then again, fixed signs, that's our job. I'm very, very fixed. So I can speak to this from my own experience. This year we need to get unstuck so that we can keep the collective evolving, you know? So the kind of big event that's happening this summer with the nodes is that Uranus in Taurus they're going to conjunct, meaning the nodes and Uranus are going to meet in Taurus. So Uranus in Taurus is this ongoing transit that I've referenced in the past. And it really is literally what's happened at Yellowstone.
Oh, really?
It's a great metaphor, so to speak. You know, yeah. I mean, but literally it's happening. The earth is fracturing. Mm-hmm. You know, now we're not talking about global, you know, we're not talking about the super volcano.
Right.
We're talking
right.
about the fact that the rain has washed out the entrances. That's so interesting.
Yeah, isn't it?
That means something. Like, we have to break that down because Yellowstone, perhaps it needs a rest.
Well, you know, so many more people have, you know, been coming the last few years. And I was fortunate enough, we went to Yellowstone when you were here, and I was fortunate enough to go during the fall and the early spring. But the last time I was there, there were so many people. And I saw a bear and two cubs off, you know, to the side, and there was hundreds of people. And I just thought, you know what? This isn't okay for the bear and the two cubs. I had a little bit of that.
Yeah.
And so I've been thinking now that the park is closed, just how much happier the animals are, the land is, people aren't tromping through fields. And, you know, even though we shouldn't, people do that.
Of course. You know?
So yeah, I do think it needed.
I feel like it's so serendipitous that we literally were just there.
Now, I know.
I'd only been one other time, as I told you, is my favorite place on the planet that I've been, because there's something magical about it. And I can't believe, Renee, that's right where we saw
the big horn sheep. Yes. Yeah.
That road is gone. And so I feel particularly blessed to have had that magical day. And also happy for the animals. That's the first thing I thought of. Was that, I bet they're going to love that break, you know? So it is sad. I also feel sad for people who have all their plans disrupted now, but that is what the theme of the year is, plans being disrupted. This is all about getting unstuck.
So, yeah, and being that's a good,
and
that's a good reminder, because, you know, one of the reasons I moved to Montana was to be close to the park and be able to go when I wanted to. And so, yes, clearly I'm heartbroken for the people that have lost their homes and their businesses and all that. But I was a little heartbroken for me that I don't get to go there anymore for a split second. Then I realized, oh my gosh, I have the whole rest of the state of Montana to explore. Often when something like that happens, it frees us up to see this all this other good stuff.
Yeah. And now all these people who had these plans have to do the shift. They have to decide, where else do we want to go? Where else can we, you know, enjoy our time? And it's different in the sense from the pandemic that just shut everything down. So it's not that. It's not like you have to just go home. Hopefully people will come up with new ideas, new places to go. And if you think about it, there's probably several families out there who go every summer. It's what they do.
Yeah.
And now that's a wonderful tradition. Traditions are awesome. Now they get to do something different.
Do another tradition.
And they have to make their decisions quickly.
Yeah.
It's like we're already in summer.
Yeah. A girlfriend her daughter was planning on going there this past week. Clearly it's closed. And so they shifted plans. Now they're going to Tetons.
Perfect.
And which is beautiful also, which they wouldn't have gotten to experience, you know?
Yeah. So Tetons are so gorgeous. Yeah. So there, it's just a subtle little nudge from the universe. As above, so below, a big thing happens, you know, but it affects all of us on an internal level in the same way that it's affecting the earth. Everything is broken up. You got to kind of reshift and go in a different direction. It's such beautiful poetry, you know, when I think about the astrology of the year. And so when these things happen, it's okay to feel sad and it's okay to feel disappointed. And it's also okay to feel excited about something new. And you can feel both of them at the same time. That's what I get very frustrated that people don't realize you can hold two emotional resonances that are opposing each other, but you can hold them in you at the same time.
We forget how powerful we are.
Not binary. You know?
Not just two. We can hold multiples. Yes.
Yeah. It's not like just one or the other. Like, and we as humans, and I think Americans think a lot about the binary. Like it's right or left.
Yep,
you're either right or you're left in this country. Like it's become that like simple, and it's not, it's such a limiting belief that if you're against abortion, you can't be pro-gun.
Right.
You know, it's so stupid really when you think about it. We are multifaceted human beings with complex brains. We can feel lots of things and have beliefs that contradict each other. And that is okay. It doesn't have to be all one way.
And interesting that this is happening now, these realizations during the Pluto return for our country too.
I was going to bring that up because I have a feeling you're glued to the TV watching the hearings.
Oh, totally. I'm a political junkie.
You would be. And I've been watching them too, which because it's such a historical moment. And back in the day, I did get a history degree. So I am still very interested, even though I don't glue myself to the news every day. But this is such an important event. And we're seeing now the Pluto return come to fruition as promised, which means the old outdated structures that are self-serving and not best for the whole are breaking apart. I mean, all you have to do is watch a few minutes of the hearing. They are very straightforward about who was at fault and the problems within the party that led to that perfect storm on January 6th. And so, you know, it remains to be seen what comes from it all, but just the fact that it's being documented and the fact that it's being shared with the collective and that it's being talked about, you know, there's going to be a reckoning. And that's what we've all been waiting for. And so we'll see what happens, but it's very exciting to watch this happen and play out, even though it comes from such a difficult 4 years for all of us. Whether it doesn't matter what side you're on, it was very stressful for everyone. And, you know, now things are being, people are being held accountable. That's what Saturn does. And that's what, you know, Pluto is there to be like, and Saturn's the one that went over Pluto to say, okay, here, that was the reckoning. It's the two energies together. It's the Saturn of integrity and it's the Pluto of the transformational destruction. So Pluto is not just destruction. It's always transformational destruction. So it's the Phoenix energy. It's not just for the sake of, you know,
destroying something. Destroying. Yes. Yeah.
It's literally like this no longer serves serves the evolution of the species, you know, or of our souls. And so it has to be broken up. And so we're watching that now. We're watching a fallout from that, which is really exciting to watch. In the end of July, Uranus is going to, like I said, North Node is going to conjunct Uranus. So Uranus has been in Taurus for a few years now. And I remember telling you when it moved in because of where it is in your chart, where Taurus is, which is right at the top of your chart. And so people know that top area of your chart is like your destiny or your legacy. It's really like your the mark you leave on the world. And so for you, that's where Taurus is. And that's where you have Jupiter, this abundance of energy that helps you materialize big and lofty, beautiful, abundant goals. You're able to materialize them beautifully. And you're doing that as an inspiration, and it serves as an inspiration to other people. But I told you, when Uranus comes through, be ready. Everything is going to change. And so how much of your life has changed?
Everything. Everything has changed.
Every aspect of your life has changed. Even, you know, your companion, your fluffy friend, you know, we wouldn't have predicted that, you know, like, and it's like, it'll get, Uranus will surprise you and say, oh, it's time. This time is ended for this, you know, and for you in many ways. I never, ever would have ever thought, okay, something's going to happen to Jack. you know, your dog. I would never say that. And I didn't think that, but even Jack had to move on.
Yes. Yes.
And you had to let that go. And that was, that's a sucker punch. You know, nobody, he wasn't aged. I don't think he was as old as you might've expected him to be, right? Not to bring up something so emotional for you, but.
Oh, no, no. It's not okay.
Like how it surprises you. Your honest can surprise us. And so it was literally like the last remnant of your life of all those years in Portland, that last tie, the tie to your old relationship in particular.
Yep.
Jack was a part of all of that.
Yep.
And yet he needed to move on and make way for your new fluffy friend. And this is just a metaphor, right? So now you have this new life. Absolutely everything has changed, and your new goals and your new career and your new, the legacy that you're building is off and running, doing beautifully.
Like, yeah. Which is a good thing to remember, I think, for people that are experiencing this.
Yeah.
Does it suck when things end? Sure. Especially, you know, when your dog dies or a person in your life dies and things get great again.
Yeah.
You know, and it frees you up to go to the next level.
Right. Exactly. And start to build a new chapter. A truly fresh chapter. Mm-hmm. And that's really what we're trying to get to in 2022, is start writing that fresh new chapter. I know I am, and I'm struggling. I'm so fixed that I've got, you know, I can't seem to get my butt, you know, out of the house, you know, and just that, you know, and the weather hasn't been helping because it's been so rainy. But what that rain is doing is breaking up stuck old, clogged up dirt, packed dirt, you know. Now that can have tragic repercussions for some people if you live on a hill, but for most of us, it's just going to make pulling the weeds easier. And my sister made a really good point. The fire season may not be as bad this year.
Yep.
Because the ground is saturated. So there's, you know, it while it's been, you know, terrible not to get in the river in June, because last year, you know, we're usually in the river by now. It's like, oh, right. That means that we might not have to be living in smoke laden air all summer or all late summer. So that's the way to think about it. Uranus has been sort of churning through Taurus and will continue to for several more years in order to literally break up the earth beneath us, you know, and we're seeing it with natural disasters. And then we're seeing it in our own lives, just with COVID alone. I mean, that had to break up all kinds of stuff. And a lot of people left us. What, 6 million people left? 6 million people.
Yes.
6 million people left
us. And I just read somewhere that they think that that's underestimating it by 4 million people. So,
My gosh. Yeah.
So that was a huge thing.
I mean, what a clearing.
Yeah.
You know, and not to be insensitive, but all those souls just needed to go. They were ready to go and move on.
Move on and perhaps then have a new incarnation with a new story.
And bringing their gifts and talents and wisdom into the next life and hopefully, you know, doing better. We all hope that with every life that we're, you know, better at being human, you know, whatever that looks like.
Yep.
You know, there's not, you know, only your soul knows and your guides. So it's exciting, but it's really scary for people who are very attached to comfort, like me. You know, it's that period. Recently I went zip lining. I've never been. And because my husband and I started getting onto watching The Amazing Race, we watch like every season since the beginning of time. And all these people are so inspirational, honestly. Like they are doing stuff that scares the living hell out of them. And some of them are old, much older. So, I mean, I literally have no excuses not to at least go ziplining. I mean, right. I saw this like 60-year-old woman bungee jump off a bridge, you know, into a canyon. Like if she can do that, I can zipline. And that was what inspired us to do that, something we'd never done and never really thought about doing as well. And it included a jump leap out of a really tall tree, like a 70-foot tree. and you're attached to a line. So you jump and then it kind of boings you up a little bit. So not bungee jumping by any means, but just this kind of leap. But it was very spiritual in a sense, because you're literally leaping out of a tree and having to have faith that the line will catch you. And I got up there and I watched the Amazing Race. The people who get up to like the bungee jump, or they get up to the ledge and then they just can't. Because yep. You have to make the choice. They won't push you.
Right.
You have to say, I'm going to just jump into thin air right now. And I'm always calling them names and being like, just jump. Like, oh, you're so crazy.
Easier said than done. Huh?
Yeah. And so I didn't want to be that person, but I still did. I hesitated. I was like, I just go. And he's like, yeah. And I waited about 5 seconds and then I went. And the guy came down and told both my husband and I, he's like, you guys were great. You didn't delay. And I was like, what do you mean? I delayed like 5 seconds. He's like, try 5, 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Like they have a 10 minute limit.
Oh, wow. They have to have a limit on it. Wow. So
this is 2022.
Yeah. Okay.
Just leap. Just jump.
Just leap. Okay.
Out of that tree. It's mold on it.
The universe has your back.
The line is connected. Just jump. Like, we've had to play it safe for a really long time. We're all pretty traumatized right now by the pandemic and the politics of the world. And so it really is like this beautiful reference to how taking that leap of faith can change absolutely everything. And you're a great example of that. You know, I got to experience the beautiful life that you've created in your new town, which is such a lovely town. Great food. Oh my God.
I know.
So good.
Yes.
And now part of the thing that you've built some of your, goals around with Yellowstone, you've had to shift.
Yep.
And that was pretty rock solid. Right. You know, I live an hour from Yellowstone. I'm always going to, I'm right there. But now it's like, guess what? You have to shift that. You're great at it. But, it can be a real gut punch when all your plans have to change on you in the blink of an eye because Mother Nature said so.
Exactly.
So we have to start thinking like this. And I think I've said this several times this year of, don't get too set in the future.
Yeah. Good reminder.
It's freaking real, folks. Like your whole town, not to strike fear, but your whole town could burn down. Like it's happened. Your whole town could get washed away. It's happened. Well,
and we think that it's small towns out in the middle of nature, but then we see it happen, in San Francisco, where suburbs that are burning down in the middle of cities. Yep.
Yes. Yes. Or in Louisiana getting completely washed away.
Yeah, true.
You know? Yep. And so it's not, again, not to scare you, but it's just have to think about life in a less fixed way.
Okay. Good reminder.
Yeah. Yep. So on the tip of all this, we've got this Uranus North Node conjunction. So be prepared for things in your destiny to become a little more active. So, whatever it is that you're working towards, Uranus can give you like that earthquake moment or that lightning strike moment. So just be prepared to be willing and receptive, because most likely it won't look the way you think it's going to look.
Right.
Just like we didn't envision Jack, right?
Right.
It didn't look exactly like you thought it was going to look, but you were willing and able to make the changes. You just didn't have them predefined. That's the part we have to let go of. They don't get to be predefined.
Yeah.
What's the fun in that? Anyway.
Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah. Be ready for anything. And it doesn't mean that, certainly get the insurance that you need for your home and all of that, be prepared. But it doesn't mean you have to start going into prepper territory. Like, I'm not trying to turn you into a prepper. I'm just saying, like, preppers are trying to prepare for a fixed outcome.
Oh, good point.
It's not about a fixed outcome.
It's about being flexible.
We don't get to know. We don't get to know.
It's also a good reminder to like live in the moment and enjoy what you have right now.
Yes.
Because we do know, well, we know everything changes, but it sounds like with some of this astrology that it's really going to change.
I mean, I don't see how the life isn't going to get just a lot more complex for all of us with the way the planet is changing. Even with the virus, that, you know, all of that can come is coming from the planet.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm sure some people out there still think it was done in some lab somewhere, but I don't think so. I think it just, those viruses just evolve into.
Right.
And so it's all just nature doing what nature does. And nature is not empathetic to our human desires.
Yes. Yes.
So, so then issues around the conjunction, self-worth, self-sufficiency, and exactly what you said, I wrote here, deal with what is.
Yep.
No, it's what's right in front of you. Deal with what's right in front of you. And I always have said to my children, walk through the doors that open. Don't beat your head against the door that's closed. That's hugely important because life does just unfold in front of you. And you can be so stuck on a particular way that you're going to build your life. And then here comes the earthquake.
Yep.
So it's not about, it's about dealing and not missing the life that's passing you by from moment to moment, day to day, because you're so busy making plans like
for the future. Yep. Living in the now. Yep.
Yeah.
I love it. So, that's a good reminder, Deb.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, again, just, that's kind of the theme of the year is that, you know, we all came into the year as hoarders. Think of this whole year as your episode of hoarders on a physical, mental, spiritual level, all of the levels. And if you've ever watched an episode, or you haven't, then watch at least one episode and use it as a catalyst for understanding and getting yourself unstuck from any of those dangerous patterns. People, it's just, I know I always talk about this show, but it's just so, it so reflects what we humans do with not just, you know, all those people who live and buried in their stuff. In dangerous situations. Like, I mean, it's just insane what people do. It's a terrible disease. It's terrible. And yet we all do it emotionally.
Yeah, good point.
In our emotional world, we're all like, you know, there's boxes everywhere of old feelings and old
right.
and old betrayals. And we are somehow so attached to it that we don't realize that one spark. And it's all going to burn down and take us with it.
I will put a link in the show notes to that, you know, the year that we did at the beginning of the year. So people can know what we're talking about when we're talking about the hoarders. Yes, exactly.
The
hoarders.
Yeah. It's the year of de-hoarding all of us on all levels. There's also a sense of faded awakenings.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, I really like that. I read that somewhere. And the fated part is the node, you know, the north node, because they call them the nodes of fate.
Right.
You know, and then the awakening is the Uranus piece. You know, that's kind of exciting.
It's really exciting. And I've seen that.
Yeah.
I think that COVID really was the start of a collective awakening.
For sure.
And, yeah, definitely. Sure. And then now I think people are now going to the next level.
Yes.
So, okay. We had this little awakening. Oh yeah, this is what's going on. And now I love that this is going to be the fated awakenings.
Ah! Yeah. Now it's like, okay, I think for all of us, we're going to start to see like the next chapter of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Like we had COVID, and also this brings back, you know, I think it's 18 year cycles of the nodes. And so, sorry. Yeah, I believe it is. So it's a time to look back. Let's see. Let me read my notes. So I'm not just, you know, making bullshit up.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. The nodes in Taurus. Sorry. Yeah, I was correct. Phew. The last time they were in Taurus, 2004.
Okay. So can we kind of see then, can we look back to 2004 and kind of see what went on in our lives then?
Exactly. Exactly. So what was happening in 2004 is we were post 9/11.
Okay.
And now we're post pandemic and Trump.
Yeah.
You know, so it's the same, like, after 9/11, we were all edgy and hypervigilant. Yeah. I think a lot of people feel edgy and hypervigilant right now.
Agreed.
So it's an echo of that. It's like 9/11 brought down this belief that we were invincible. And COVID brought down the belief that we're invincible.
Yep.
So I think there's an echo. So I know for me, 2004 was insane. So I'm kind of like, but I'm also older and wiser.
Yeah, exactly. We all are.
Yeah. For me, that was a really, you know, difficult transition. At the time was leaving the Mormon religion. So for me, it was about leaving a cult. And as you know, I'm obsessed with cults. And again, there's an echo. I think anything I get obsessed with that is actually a collective obsession. And I think many people hopefully are aware of this collective obsession we have with understanding cultic behavior. It's all over.
It is all over now. We see it everywhere. TV shows. Yeah. Everywhere. Yep.
Yeah. Almost every day I'm like, oh, another cult doc. And I watch all of them.
I know you do. I know you do.
But what's at the root of that? The root of that is understanding and unpacking what it means, what coercive control means. It's a new way of thinking about controlling behavior. And so coercive control, and I think we can do this to ourselves. Coercive control is where you aren't able to make the right, best decision for yourself because there's been some sort of system of belief that's been, you know, impacted into your psyche, and you don't even realize that it's cutting you off from a lot of sunshine, that, you know, a lot of information that would help you make the right decision for your life. But when you've been under the power of coercive control, you can't even see the outside. So how can you make the right decisions?
Which is fascinating that this is all, because really, let's be real, it's everywhere right now in our society.
Yes.
But this is all happening with this Uranus conjunction.
It really is. Because it's about breaking free. Uranus is about freedom, liberation. That's all it is. And that the fact that it's moving through Taurus is really important and exciting because Taurus is sluggish and slow. And Uranus is like, that's not going to work anymore.
Let's get moving. Yeah.
The parts in your life where you have that stability, you got to suss out where they matter and where they're stopping you from living, really living.
Good reminder. Yeah.
And so and also right now it's about breaking out of the patterns that we all got into with the pandemic.
Yeah.
Like a lot of us got into probably self-destructive patterns. I know eating and drinking for a lot of people, including me. You know, lots more indulging.
Yes.
That's a Taurus thing. It's like comfort food and alcohol, all those things that just make the physical body feel better. You know, those are the things that Taurus loves because it's comfortable, you know? And so it's like, okay, we needed to go into our comfort zones to get through it, but now it's time to get out. And I think I was saying this a year ago, and yet it wasn't really time yet.
Yeah. Now it's really time.
Now it's really time. I mean, we can really start to see, granted, people are still sick, but you know, we're on the decline. They're calling it an endemic now, which means COVID is a virus that you might get like the flu, but it's not on this pandemic scale. We have to live with it now.
So are there any other big things kind of happening this summer?
Yeah. So in June now, starting now already in earlier June, Saturn went retrograde. And so Saturn retrograde, Saturn is your backbone. You know, Saturn is what holds us up, keeps us together. It's your integrity. It's simple as that. And integrity is built on your values and how you adhere to your values. So if you have a set of values, the more and more you reinforce them, the more in integrity you are. So Venus rules values, Saturn rules integrity. And Saturn and Venus is actually going to kind of help us this summer as it moves through Cancer. Of Cancer is that nurturing, you know, energy. So I, while all this stuff is happening that I'm talking about, things being ripped away, things being uprooted, you know, roads washing away in your life, Venus in Saturn is there to comfort us. So that's nice.
Yeah.
And that's just a little bit of mom from the universe, you know, trying to say things are going to be okay. You're going to get through it. And then Saturn will oppose Mars in the middle of August. And that's kind of a biggie. It's quick, but I would expect that something in the middle of August, there's going to be something, you know, kind of explosive that happens. And with Saturn and Mars, Mars is like unfulfilled desires. Mars is that desire engine of the thing that you really want. But you can't get the things you really want if you're not in integrity with yourself.
Ah, just wisdom work. Right there. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So it's that opposition. It's just a reminder that like, oh, you really want this, don't you? Oh yeah, I can see you really want that. All right. Well, how is your structure? Can your internal structure support that? So you're not going to get something you can't internally support, right?
Yeah.
You're going to get that wish or that desire if you can't internally support it. This doesn't work. So it's all about making, you know, that internal structure sound and strong enough to handle the new things that you want to bring into your life. And so this summer, I think, is a lot about that. It's kind of like you can't build a house on sand. You know, so
it's giving us an opportunity to like get it together.
I think it's a real opportunity to completely reassess your value system.
Okay.
And I don't know that people regularly do this, but it's actually a great exercise. And the only reason that I've done it is because I met someone at one point and they had this great like questionnaire about values, how you get narrowed down to your like top three values. And I recommend this exercise to everybody, and you should do it frequently because your value system needs to shift, and that's okay. And it's a way of like bringing them down, like, oh, I value all these things like freedom, self-expression, creativity, loyalty, you know, money, all these things are values, how you feel about them. And so but you want to boil it down into like the top three. And this worksheet that I have helps you kind of do that. I'm sure there's stuff online, but it's a great exercise because once you understand and see it right in black and white, these are my values. Then you look around your life and your behavior and you're like, how am I going to get that when I'm behaving like this? So for me, for example, freedom, personal freedom is my number one value. So I recently had this big, as you know, I was like, should I take a job? You know, should I get an employer? Should I get a boss? You know, and because I started to get afraid about having my own business and whether I was going to, even though I've been successful for 20 years, I'm like, what if this is the year? And I'm not, you know, and the universe was like, no, silly person.
But even knowing though, that personal freedom is one of your values right now. And I agree with you that shifts. Because a lot of times when it's shifting, people come to me.
Yes.
You know, that's during a time where this was my value. And now I think that's my value. Is it okay to shift? Yeah, it's okay to shift. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's it for me, we're looking and saying, I'm going to go get a boss when I value personal freedom.
Doesn't make sense. Yeah.
So that's just a great example of like, get your values straight first.
Yes.
And you structure your life around your value system, not the other way around. And so that's homework for everyone. Google it. Like, I'm sure everybody's great with Google. Figure out how to find some mechanism to understand and boil down your value system to your top three values.
That's great.
Then look at your behavior and map them together and see, is this the same? Do they add up? Because most likely in one area they won't. And then you go, oh, I see how I'm limiting myself from living personal freedom if I continually doubt my ability to be successful in my business.
And good to do it now before the middle of August when we have that Mars Saturn opposition.
Yeah, I feel like let Venus help us work through that.
I like
gentle.
It.
Venus in Cancer, it's more of a gentle, comforting, protective energy around creating a safe space for you to do that work. So that, yeah, by the middle of August, when that opposition happens, you clearly know what's important to you.
Yeah.
So then the other thing that's happening is Jupiter has moved into Aries. And so we'll have half the year with Jupiter in Pisces and a portion of the year right now where Jupiter is in Aries. What does that mean? It's a 12-year cycle. So think 12 years ago, Jupiter in Aries is kind of a big deal because Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. And it's that really like get it going energy. So Jupiter is about dreaming and wishing and envisioning, expand, you know, your wishes, dreams, hopes, all of that optimistic stuff. And in Pisces, it's tuned to the sensitivity factor for others, compassion for the world. And that's, we really need that energy this year, but now we've got it jutted into Aries for just a minute. And that's a real shift between Pisces and Aries. It's me. Aries is me focused. It's like, what do I want? Where do I want to go? What do I want to be? And so it's like, oh, here we are in Pisces, collective love, compassion, understanding. And then, oh, what do I want? What do I want to create this year? What do I want to do this summer? You know, so, and that's okay. Allow that shift. Allow it. Okay. We had our time for everyone. Now it's time for you. And then it's going to go back. It's going to retrograde back into Pisces where we're going to end it the year. But then Jupiter is going to move forward again into Aries. And so it is going to be time about, you know, claiming what you want out of life, being brave, going out, don't delay, don't second guess it, just go for it. Follow your instincts, follow your gut to just go out, get what you want and start to enjoy that. And so that's going to be fun, but it's a little dance between the two energies all year, actually. And then we end the summer in a Mercury retrograde, which, you know, we all love.
I don't mind. I have to say, I don't mind a Mercury retrograde.
I made a big mistake with one of my projects. In my day life, just so everyone knows, I build software and it got me. Mercury got me. Was the message I got by, you know, making a mistake with a system is to stay humble. We all make mistakes. And then deal with, for me, the lasting feeling I'm having from that mistake is just shame. I feel shame about it. I should know better. These people were questioning me. I messed this up. And I hate that feeling. I hate that feeling. So I'm just like, I just don't want to feel that feeling. So, you know, it's not useful. Shame isn't useful. So I'm just trying to get that out. And what really happens when we fuck up is that how we work to make it right.
Yeah. And you know what? Other people can use our, like you making this mistake and feeling shame about it. You know, we can learn from other people's experience. I had a client that during Mercury retrograde fell off a ladder and hurt herself. Mm-hmm. She's going to be fine, but okay. I have to say ever since that happened, I have been ultra careful I have a little step stool. I have to get to my upper cabinets. Like I'm paying attention. So if you're listening to this, you get on a ladder or step stool, pay attention. Let's learn from everybody else. We're all in this together.
Yes, absolutely. And with Mercury retrograde, it's always about, and what happened with my mistake, I mean, it wasn't all my mistake. It was them too. And that's what happens with Mercury retrograde. We miscommunicated on something. I truly thought going into this process that I explained everything thoroughly, that they knew exactly what was happening. They thought they knew and understood everything and knew exactly what was happening. And yet it didn't happen right. We miscommunicated. Even the best, it's your best.
The best. It happens to the best of us, Deb.
Exactly. It's how you recover that matters. So that's going to happen in September. I believe that retrograde is in Virgo. So that final earth sign retrograde of the year. So then we'll, you know, see what the fall brings, but that's pretty much the summer with, not major stuff happening, but important stuff is happening.
Important stuff happening. Yeah. So if you want to, kind of figure out or know where your nodes are and what your soul wants during this stuff, this would be a perfect time to book an appointment with Deb. I'll put a link to her website, DeborahNorton.com, in the show notes. I'll also put a link to that yearly. We did a what to expect this year. The whole year, we talk about hoarders. I'll put a link to that podcast in the show notes too. And if you want a little bit more guidance, I am having a sale until June 27th. All my appointments are 25% off, including, and this will be the last time this will ever be on sale, including my Come Stay with Renee Montana spiritual retreat, which Deb talked about, where you come and you hang out with me.
It's so fun.
We have fun. And at the same
part
time,
is like, I've been to retreats where you're like in the deep end, like, trauma, barf it up. There is a way to heal that is not that traumatic, that is fun and light and easy. And Renee, you're just a master at that. And I highly recommend.
Oh, thank you so much. And
Jasper's a bonus.
Yeah, my dog is a bonus.
He's literally a living teddy bear, like the sweetest, furriest, loving, beautiful dog.
He's a wise soul too. No coincidences that we ended up together, you know? So sure. Thank you again, Deb, for sharing all your knowledge with us. And thanks everybody for listening. We'll talk to you again next time.